The UN Mine Action Program for Afghanistan is operating for the last 27 years, and fortunately 78% of the landmine and ERW contamination is so far cleared. The remaining challenge is around 22%, or equal to 590 square kilometers of contamination around Afghanistan.
Can you please also tell us about the casualties of the mines around the country?
The casualties as a result of the mine and ERW, it's between 30 to 40 people per month, while in 2001 that was around 170 casualties per month, and it shows over 80% reduction in the civilian casualties. But unfortunately, in the recent years, the casualties as a result of the IEDs or pressure plate IEDs, it's increased the number of civilian casualties. As a result of the pressure plate IED, we record, get information from UNAMA normally. It's around 60 to 70 people per month. And then in total, the mine, ERW, and the pressure plate IED, the average becomes over 100 civilian casualties per month.
Can you please also give us some information about the mine risk education in the country?
The Mine Action Program of Afghanistan delivered mine risk education over 20 million inhabitants or population of the country as they delivered the mine risk education. And we succeeded with the Ministry of Education to include mine risk education in the curriculum of the schools from grades 3 up to 12. We also increased our efforts. Last year we trained over 10,000 Mullah Imams with the help of the Ministry of Religious in order to pass the mine risk education communities during the Friday speeches, and with some other agencies we recently providing them with the training of trainers and with the mine risk education material. We support them that they should also pass on the mine risk education messages.
What should be done? What programs are underway? And what are your expectations from the international community?
They have signed the Ottawa Convention. The government of Afghanistan submitted the extension request in 2013. And by March 2023, Afghanistan should become free of the mine and ERW. But unfortunately, the last 2 years, the program is behind its planned budget or target. Last year, in 2015, we were almost 30% behind our target. This year, so far, we succeeded to receive around 30% of our required budget, and there is a lack of still 70% of the budget. So our request from all the donor communities to continue to their support in order that Afghanistan achieve its goal.